This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The North Coast Air Quality Management District reports that air quality in the region will improve over the next few days as a northerly wind blows away smoke from wildfires burning to the east. For at-risk residents in areas around Orleans, Willow Creek, Hoopa, and Happy Camp, the smoky air is at unhealthy levels, while communities to the south near the Ruth Complex, Dinsmore, Ruth Lake, Mad River, will see good to moderate air quality. The greatest concern today remains the Chetco Bar fire that has scorched more than 92,000 acres in Curry County, Oregon. That fire exploded over the weekend, driven by Chetco effect winds, and it's destroyed three homes and has threatened hundreds of others to the north and east of Brookings. Closer to home, the Orleans complex continues to burn in the Six Rivers National Forest and combined has scorched more than 8,200 acres. The Ruth Fire, burning south of Ruth Lake, is nearly contained and has burned about 4,700 acres. Motorists can expect traffic delays in fire areas and forest road and trail closures are in effect across the region as well. Eureka police have arrested 30-year-old Caddy Yoakum in connection with a fire that burned down the old Blue Heron Motel on South Broadway yesterday. Yoakum was located near the scene of the fire, and she was booked for alleged arson. Eureka police report that Yoakum and another woman were seen fleeing the scene shortly after the fire started, and it's suspected Yoakum started the fire because of an ongoing dispute with the building's owners, the Squires. No injuries were reported, and the remains of the building will be demolished. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at an Allard Street residence yesterday as part of an ongoing narcotics investigation, and that search resulted in three arrests. Deputies arrested 37-year-old Nicholas Demmerer, who had just returned from a court appearance, along with his live-in girlfriend, 28-year-old Amber Younger. A search of the residence turned up a small amount of heroin, along with evidence of drug sales activity. Demmerer and Younger were booked for operating a drug house, while the third suspect, 39-year-old Kevin Wangler, was arrested after he arrived at the residence during the search. Wangler had two warrants out in his name. It's been just over a week that the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report for three Crescent City teenagers. Those three are all still missing, and they could be traveling together in a 2003 silver Kia sedan with a dent near the left rear wheel. 16-year-old Brianna Kelly, along with 16-year-old Braden Teague, and 15-year-old Cody Dickinson are missing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Local members of the California Nurses Association and members of the North Coast People's Alliance held a rally outside the courthouse this morning to voice their support for a single-payer health care system in the state. The legislature has pulled a proposed bill, Senate Bill 562, and local supporters lobbied the Board of Supervisors to issue a letter in support of that measure as well. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.